This interview with Anita Lutz is the third in a special series of interviews about the Square Kilometre Array. For the rest of the interviews and the full show, visit www.jodcast.net.
With me now is Miss Anita Lutz, who is the project manager of KET, another one of these acronyms which astronomy seems to be littered with. Please tell us what KET is and what its relationship is to the SKA.
KET stands for the Kourou Array Telescope. It's a telescope consisting of 20 dishes we're going to build in the Kourou, which is one of the provinces or areas in the provinces in South Africa. And it is basically a 1% demonstrator for the SKA project.
So you've already built this?
No, we're currently in the design phase. We've got a team of 30 engineers based in Cape Town, and we hope to be going to site in May 2008 with the first dish.
So these 20 dishes comprise 1% of the complete SKA. Now, why South Africa? Why is South Africa a good place for the SKA? Why should the SKA be in South Africa?
We have areas in South Africa that conforms to the radio quietness that is needed for the SKA. So we've got superb sites for radio astronomy still, vast open lands with no people, no radio signals, and no TV signals and so on.
Now, South Africa has a number of the world's biggest telescopes. Why should South Africa get the SKA over the other big contender, which is Australia? What is the benefit of South Africa over Australia?
Well, technically, the two sites, Australia and South Africa, are very similar. We believe that South Africa can perhaps provide a better cost-effective solution. We do believe that we will probably be able to come in on infrastructure side much cheaper. We do have a number of the best telescopes in the world in the region, for instance, the Hess telescope and the SALT telescope with different wavelengths, so we can do astronomy across the electromagnetic spectrum quite easily.
So just tell us a little bit more about the KET project.
The KET project is interesting in itself because we want to demonstrate a whole lot of technical issues for the SKA, but we also want to develop an instrument that will position South Africa again as a world-class instrument and doing world-class science with it. So we're using the instrument to build competency in South Africa and also to build industry and then to participate, obviously, in the global game. It's got a team of 30 engineers based in Cape Town. We're following a systems engineering approach, which is quite different from the way that radio telescopes are normally built. And we have quite a good plan in place of various prototypes that we will eventually roll out to site. The first 15-meter telescope or the first 15-meter antenna is being built at Hartbeespoort as we speak. They're digging the foundations. And that will then give us a test bed where we can test the whole system from the DSP side, the digital signal processing stuff, the software that starts developing and so on, so that when we go to site in May 2008, the risk is very low for us, the technical risk, and then we will push the first buttons for the first experiment in December 2009.
Tell us a little bit about the individual antennas. What's the technology?
We're doing quite an innovative antenna, as far as we think. We're breaking away from the normal antenna design, and we've employed a company that normally works in the defense arena together with a composites company to give us a 15-meter reflector that will come in around $1,000 per square meter, where normal dish design would normally give you a dish of, or a reflective surface of around $3,000 per square meter. So it is an innovative design with a very, very small backing structure, a very elegant composite structure.
You mentioned that the structure of your team is rather different. You're doing things in a different way. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Why are you different?
Very early on in the project, the government told us, or the funding agencies told us, that we have got our money, but we need to push the button at the end of 2009. Now, that's a very tough target because normally you need 10 to 15 years before you can actually commission a telescope of this nature. We said in order to do it within 5 years, which is at the time that they gave us the money, we needed to do it differently, and we believe that systems engineering approach will give us that advantage.
Well, it sounds very interesting, and we wish the best for you in the your bid for the SKA. Thank you very much to you, Anita Lutz. Thank you for being with us.
It's a big pleasure being here. Thanks.